Okay, today's daf is Ksubis daf Kuv Zayin, and we are on Kuv Vav Amid Beis as we continue in Perek Shtei Dayan Exeris. Remember, the Perek started off listing that there are a couple of halachas that are said each by Chanan. Chanan says two halachas, and Admon says seven, and that's what this Perek discusses, these nine halachos that are mentioned. So we got into the first one. If a husband goes to Medina Sayam and his wife is being Tovas Mizonos, so what is the halacha in terms of her Shvuah? Machlokas, the first opinion, Chanan said that she only swears when she collects her ksuba at the end, but she doesn't swear when she collects Mizonos throughout the time. And Nechleku Alav B'nei Kohanim Gedolim. And the B'nei Kohanim Gedolim argued on him, and they said, no, she has to swear B'tchila Ubasof. So we got into the discussion of this halacha, in terms of the parnasa that a woman gets, and in terms of her shvuas. But the last point we were mentioning on Kuf Vav Amud Beis was, what do we use the leftover monies for in the Beis HaMikdash, right? The moser of the lishka, and the moser of the trumas halishka, and all the various collections that were made, besides obviously the machzah shekel, the din d'oraisa that we use for the new karbanos, as we know for the first mission in Masechah Shkalim, that discusses that we started announcing, Bezin starts announcing, the month before Nisan to collect the machzah shekel. As we know, that's why we lay in Parsha Shkalim, Bizman Hazeh, as a zecher to that, and we laid it before the Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh Adar. But the Mishnah discussed, what about if you have leftovers after the karbanos are all bought? So what do you use the moser trumor for? So that's what we discussed. We said there was a machlokes tanoim from the Mishnah in Shkalim and from the Brisa. What do you use to buy the klei sharis? Are klei sharis, fascinating question, are the klei sharis more connected to the structural elements of the Beis HaMikdash? They're part of the Mizbeach. You have all the kelim, and these are also kelim, besides the Mizbeach, and besides, it's a klei. Or do we say, no, it's part of the avoda. It's part of the usage, the function of the Mizbeach. This isn't like the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is stationary. The Mizbeach is on the ground. The kelim, they're used in. They're not used on. So that was the machlokas about whether you're allowed to use kachi bet kabayas to buy the klei sharis or not. And we ended up saying that really it is a machlokas tanoim. That's what we quoted the Mishnah in Masechah Shkalim. The last point we mentioned was relating to the issue of mosar peros. We said there was a machlokas, three shitas in the Mishnah. The first opinion held, Rabbi Yishmael held, there is something called mosar peros. The leftover money from peros is used to service the Beis the Mizbeach when there are no karbanos, maybe in the summer months, not too many people are coming to the Beis HaMikdash with their nedarim and nedavis. So, you know, it's not so mechubad to have the Mizbeach not have any karbanos throughout the day. So, you buy a couple of karbanos ola, and you offer them on the Mizbeach. That's Keitz HaMizbeach. So, Rabbi Yishmael says, you use the Moser Peros for Keitz HaMizbeach. And Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Chanina, Skana Kohanim, both said, there's no such thing as Moser Peros. You don't have to tell me what I use the Moser Peros for, because there's no such thing as Moser Peros. So, what is Moser Peros, and what is the machlokes that is being discussed? So that's what we're up to, about 12 lines up from the bottom. On Kuf Vav Amud Beis, says the Gemara, Peros Mahi. What are we talking about? What does it mean, Peros? What's the Moser of the Peros, and what's the machlokes about? The Tanya, as the following Brisa says, Moser, Truma, Ma, Hayu, Osin, Ba. What did they use Moser, Truma for, the leftover money's connected for the Truma Salishka. What did they do with it? Lochin Peres Bazal, they used to buy. It was Kodesh money. So they used to buy fruit with it. Lochin Peres Bazal. Umochin Asabiyoker. And then sell them for a profit. So it was business. Right, that's where they took this extra money for the Beis HaMikdash. They buy fruit at a cheap rate. Mistama, if you're selling to the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to give them a good rate. And then you would sell them, and in that way make money for the Beis HaMikdash. The Haschar, and the difference, and that extra money you used to bring Karbanos on the Mizbeach when the Mizbeach was Batel. Vizui Sheshaninu, and this is exactly what we learned in the Mishnah, Moser Peros, the Keitz Mizbeach, the Moser Peros, this is the leftover Peros, the fruit that were bought with the money that was left over from the Trumas HaLishka, so that's what they used to use. And that's Rabbi Yishmael's opinion. Rabbi Yishmael says this was done, that they used to try to make money in this way, in the normal investment way, buy cheap, sell high. Right, that's what they used to do for the Beis HaMikdash also. My zevezeh lo hayumodim epeiros. And what does the line of the Mishnah mean that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Chanina, Skana Kohanim, did not have this? They did not believe in Moser Peros. It doesn't even say that they argued. It just says lo hayumodim. Very emphatic lashon. They wouldn't be moda beperos. Why? Ditznan. Because the Mishnah says Moser shiari lishka mahayu osimba. What did they use? The Moser of the shirayim left over in the lishka, as we said, not just the truma that was taken out, but the leftovers in the barrels themselves. What did they use that leftovers for? So again, Rabbi Yishmael holds. Lochin bohen yenos shmanim muslasos. You buy wines, oils, flowers, and you buy them for cheap, and you sell them for high. Vaschar lahakdish divar. Rabbi Shmuel again says that you act in a normal business way to make money for hektish. And Rabbi Akiva Omer, no way. Ein mistakrin bishal hektish aflo bishal aniyim. You don't use hektish money. You don't treat that in a normal business way, trying to make every penny, trying to make every extra dollar that you can make. You don't say that in the Beis HaMikdash. And also, you don't use that for tzedakah, for aniyim. Why not? Bishel hektish my time alo. Why don't you say that by hektish? Here's the principle. Ein aniyus bimakom ashirus. There is no, literally, poverty in the place of affluence. What does that mean? When you're talking about the Beis HaMikdash, we don't treat this like a regular business deal, like we need money, we need, obviously, you always try to make, let's say, in other contexts where you have to buy something for the Beis HaMikdash, or, you know, there were people, we mentioned yesterday, that supported the Beis HaMikdash, they were no day, we're going to give the flour, we're going to give the oil. Fine, you try, the Beis HaMikdash tries to make the most. But we don't take extra leftovers and try to make every little pinching pennies for the Beis HaMikdash. It's not appropriate. This is not a regular business deal. This is the Beis HaMikdash. And you don't act like you need every tiny little drop of money. That's Ein Anius B'Makom Ashiris. And that's why Rabbi Kiva says you don't take the extra money and buy fruit and buy cheap and sell high. You don't do that with the Beis HaMikdash money. Ein Anius B'Makom Ashiris. And the Achronim, when this comes up, we like to quote the Tiferes Yisrael in Meseches Tamid. The Tiferes Yisrael in Meseches Tamid, where does he discuss this? As we know, the Mishnah tells us in Meseches Tamid the description. The whole Masechta is all about the description of the morning service every day in the Beis HaMikdash. That's why it's called Tamid, the Karbid Tamid that took place every morning. So part of the Avoda was they used to do the Trumas Hadeshen. They used to go up and they used to take ashes out from the top of the base of the Mizbeach and bring it down and drop it on the east side of the Kevesh. So the Mishnah tells us in the fifth parak, Misha Zacha Bimachta, that was one area where they used shovels, but they also used shovels for the Ktores. They used to bring hot coals into the Mizbeach as Zahav inside the Heichal and then put Ktores on it, and that was a special part of the morning avoda. I was one of the payasos, and you can only do that once in your life because it was a special skula for Ashiris, Chadashim Labakarim. So related to that, the Mishnah tells us, Misha Zacha B'machta, the one who was Zoche in bringing the shovel of coals to the Mizbeach HaZahav, Natal Machtas HaKesef, Va'ala L'Rosh Mizbeach. He took a silver shovel, went up to the top of the Mizbeach, Ufanas HaKecholim Helef HaHelef V'chata, and he took some nice, juicy, hot coals down from the Mizbeach, and he went down and he took it into the Heichal and put it onto the Mizbeach Hazav, onto the little Mizbeach. Remember the three names for each of the Mizbeachs. Mizbeach Hazav, Mizbeach Torres, Mizbeach HaPnimi. Those are the three names for the inner Mizbeach. And the outer Mizbeach is Mizbeach HaChitzon, Mizbeach HaOla, and there was another one, I'll think of it in a second. And the V'chata, and he took out from that Mizbeach, the Mizbeach Mizbeach HaNechoshes. Thank you. The third Mizbeach. Right? So those are the three. So he went out, he took the coals, he brought it to the other Mizbeach, Yarad, V'iran, L'toch Shel Zahav. But he took the shovel, the silver shovel that he used to get the coals, he poured it into a golden shovel, and brought the golden shovel into the Heichal. Why? Why didn't you just use the golden shovel to take it out and then bring it the whole way? You don't have to do this switch in the middle. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chas Al Mamon and Shel Yisrael. If you use a shovel to stick into the fire, into the coals, every morning, it's going to get rusty. It's going to get ruined. Hashem doesn't want us to have a golden shovel that gets ruined. So he allows us to use a silver shovel, and then you pour it into the golden shovel, and the golden shovel is what goes into the Heichal. Why? Because of this principle. Hashem cares and is worried about every single dollar of Am Yisrael. So all the Achronim say, how do these two principles work together? HaTorah Chasa Mamonash Yisrael, which we know that principle from Rashi and Chumash. Where do we know that from? From Parshas Tazria Metzora. We know that before a Kohen declares a house, a Bayis HaMenuga, what's the halacha? You take everything out of the house. What do you think every guy out of the house for? Because white, when the Kohen declares it, Abayis HaMenuga, so then everything in the house is going to become Tame. So what's the problem? You'll be Tobel everything. All of your Kalim, you'll put into a mikvah. The answer is Klecheres. You can't be Tobel Klecheres. You have to break. We'll have that by the sermon at the end of today's daf. So Hashem makes this whole halacha of taking everything out of the house because of the couple of mugs that you have in your house that won't be able to be toveled. Why? Why do we care? Just make it tameh. The answer is HaTorah Chasam HaMonon Shei Yisrael. By even these few mugs, Klecheres, that you won't be able to tovel, Hashem cares about that too. So how does that principle work with Ein Anias B'Makam Ashiris? You don't cut corners. You act like there's affluence. Don't worry about it. So it seems to be going in opposite directions. So that's the Tiferes Yisrael right here in Maseches Tamid. He says there's no set rule. It's all based on, you look at each context, and sometimes you go this way, sometimes you go that way. In Akinami, there's no specific rule when you would say one and when you would say the other. He says, V'avagav de'bizvachim ka'amar de'machapsin b'gdei kahuna. The Gemara tells us that they didn't wash the b'gdei kahuna. Once the b'gdei kahuna started getting worn out, they got new ones. They got new ones. You didn't like try to sew it up, try to, I've had this baguette all my life. No, you just get a new one. So even though it says that, which, that doesn't sound like Atara Chasa. That sounds like Ein Anias B'Makam Ashiris. Mishum de Ein Anias B'Makam Ashiris. Nirali, Tahakol Afi Ahefsid, Vahakol Afi Kavid Ha'avoda, Vahakol Afi Atzarech. You know, you could have mugs. You know, there could be a lot of mugs over time throughout all the houses of the Bais HaMenuga, assuming that ever took place. So that's what we're worried. But when it comes to Begadim, so every couple of weeks you get a new shirt. Okay, that's not gonna break the bank. So that's why we say there, where we can say Ein Anias B'Makam Ashiris, that is where we say it. U'baha metur etz kama sugyos b'shas, t'lefamim kamar hatara chasa, b'lefamim kamar Ein Anius. There's no specific rule. You just have to use your head. If it's not going to be such a big loss, so then you say, Ein Anias B'Makam Ashiris. You don't, like on our Gemara, you don't have to sell everything for, you know, to make every little, you have a couple of shkalim left. Okay, sell it. Make a couple of shkalim. You don't have to do that in the Beis HaMikdash. But in a case where you can have to every single day, this golden kli is going to be ruined, Hashem has rachmanis. Atara chasam, amonon shei Yisrael. You don't have to use the gold. You could just use the silver. Okay. Let's continue now with the last line of the Gemara. So that's why you don't use these type of regular investment behaviors for the Beis HaMikdash. But shalaniyam my taima low, and also by tztaka, you don't try to make every little scent that you can. Dilma misrami luan yevalekel misvele, because maybe right at that time when you have liquid assets, you have money, so you're going to take that money and invest it. Maybe right at that moment the ani's going to show up, and you're not going to have anything to give him. You always have to have something liquid and ready to give. So that is why you don't do that on a more practical level. Right? It's always important to have something that is mizuman and ready to give to the ani. When we talk about this once before in this Masechta, remember we had this back on Samach Zayin, where we discussed Mar Ukva. Mar Ukva and his wife used to give the ani anonymous tztaka every day. And then when the ani started running after them, so they ran away. They wanted to do this high level of tztaka of anonymous. And they jumped into the oven in the bakery, which had been off, and it was still burning, and Mar Okva's wife's feet weren't burning at all. Mar Okva's feet were burning, so she says, put your feet on my feet. So he jumped onto her feet, and his feet didn't get burned. Do you remember the story? And Mar Okva had Chalisha's Adas afterwards. He's like, I don't know, why were my feet burning and not yours? And the wife says, Mar Okva's wife says, well, I give the Aniyim bread. You give them money. They still have to go to the store, but I give them bread. So you see, whatever is better to give them, lemaisa, right there. What do you give them money? So he would go buy the bread. So whatever is easier right away, that's ro'i for them to get benefit from, that's an even higher level. So you have to have it ready. You have to have it ready, says the Gemara, and therefore you can't invest it in the normal way. Good. Mishalach l'medina sayam. So now we actually talk about the first case that we mentioned before. The first case of this Mishnah in the beginning of the 13th parak. A husband goes to Medina Sayam, and his wife comes and wants mizonos. So the Mishnah sounds like we give her mizonos. The machlokas is whether she has to take a shvur or not. That's what it sounds like. So we'll have to see how that works out according to the following machlokas. Itmar, Rav Amar poskim mizonos le'eshes ish. Rav says, we are posting mizonos for an eshes ish. Meaning if a husband's not around, Bezin goes to the property of the husband and sells some of it and gets mizonos for the married woman. That's Rav. Shmuel Amar ain't posking mizonos le'eshes ish. And Shmuel says no. Shmuel says if her husband's not here, we are not posting mizonos for the eshes ish. We don't give her money. We'll have to see why, what the Svara is. The Gemara is going to quote two Svaras for Shmuel. But even before that, the Ritva limits this machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. First of all, the Ritva says the only machlokas is, the only issue is, Mikan Ulahaba. Mikan Ulahaba, if she wants mizonos right now, Pirish, im tovas mizonos lahaba. If she comes to Bezin and says, I spent money, I want back payment, so that ain't poskin laklal. That you don't give her. Because even if the husband would be here, matzi ta in parati, he could say, I paid you already, bring me a ride that I didn't pay you. The only machlokas here is about future days, right now. If she wants mizonos for today, for tomorrow, etc., that is the machlokas. Number one. Number two, says the Ritva, V'davka b'yotzei l'das nechleku. Also, the machlokas is only if we know that he left, and we know he knew he was going on a trip, he knew he was going to be away for a while. That's the case of machlokas. And then, as we'll see, Shmuel might say that Mistama, he took care of his wife and he made arrangements before he left, because he knew he was going. Aval im yodea bevadai, sheyatza lomakam karov, al das lachzer la'alter, kederach b'nei adam. If we know he went away and it was supposed to be a very short trip, he was supposed to be back, and he missed the boat, literally. He missed the boat and he can't get back, and the boat's only for, you know, once a month, right? Or then it becomes, the seas get too rough and he can't come back. V'yachareche nishtakasham v'chayotze bo. He left only to be there for a little bit, but then he decided to stay there for a long time. Dekule alma poskin v'yafilu tokim l'chadashem v'chein horu rabosai. Then even Shmuel would agree that you give. Because there we can't assume that he took care of it. He thought he would be away for a short time. So the Ritva has two limitations of this machlokas. It's only a machlokas about future, from today on, not from past collections, if she wants to get back monies. And number two, it's only if we know that he went away and he was planning to go away. But if he knew he was just went away quickly and he thought he was going to come back right away, so then even Shmuel would agree that she is going to get the property. There's an important hosafa to that Ritva, but let's just continue the Gemara for a second. Bezal Shem says the Gemara now. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Again, Rav says she gets mizonos, Shmuel says no. Amar Shmuel, modili abba. Rav agrees to me, b'shlosha chadashim arishonim. For the first 3 months after the husband leaves, even Rav agrees to me that she doesn't get. Why? Lefi she'ein adam, meniach beso reikon. Normal husbands don't leave their wives like that. If you know the Rishonim say that there was a machlokas between them, they weren't getting along, and there's a good chance that he left without taking care of her, okay, fine. So then we could say right away that she could get, because we don't assume that he took care of her. But in a normal case, the husband goes on a business trip, the husband goes somewhere, so it says Shmuel that even Rav would agree to me, for the first 3 months, we're not posting mizonos. Mistama, he did something. Mistama, he gave her, and now she's just making up a story. Mistama, it is not assumed that he was irresponsible and didn't leave her anything. Good. Let's finish this for a second. Bishashamu Boshemei says the Gemara, in a case where, another limit to the Machlokas, in a case where we heard that he died, Kuleyamalo Pligi, so then everybody again would say that she's entitled. If he's dead, he's entitled. Why? Why would even Shmuel agree this is okay? So Rashi now here explains, well, based on the two suggested reasons that we're going to have of Shmuel. Why does Shmuel say that she is not entitled? One of two reasons. Number one, Tsrarei Atvisa. We think that he gave her already, and now it's somewhere, and she's hiding it, and now she's trying to collect more. So if he's dead, then she's entitled more. What do you mean, Tsrarei Atvisa from his onus? Now she's entitled to more. Look at Rashi on the third line. As we saw, when she collects her ksuba eventually, she's going to have to swear about everything, like we saw in the Mishnah, or about all the mizonos. So we're not worried right now. V'i, what's the second potential reason of Shmuel? L'shema amar la'tzi masi adayach b'mizonosayach. Maybe he told her, you know what, you keep your earnings, and I'm going to keep my mizonos. So maybe there's no chiyuv of mizonos here. And she was makabelas that. Well, once he's dead, so then there's no longer Maisi Adayim that's going to him, and therefore she's not Meshubid. So for both of those reasons, once your Shamu Bo Shemes, once you hear the husband died, so then there's no Machlokas, even Shmuel would agree, because his two reasons don't apply. Good. There is, though, an important ha'ara, and that is, what does it mean, shamu bo shames? We heard that he died. How did we hear? What level of edus is there? So again, the Ritva. Can't move in ksubas without the Ritva. The Ritva says, Leka lefrushe, and Rashi doesn't really explain it fully, what he means, says the Ritva, Leka lefrushe, sheshamu adavar be'edim brurim. It doesn't mean that there were edim that came along and said, he died. Because then there's no shayla. Why? Chada, number one, the language doesn't sound that way. Lishna lamashma hachi b'shum duchta. When he says, shamu bo shemes, doesn't sound that way, that you're talking about two witnesses. Va'od, and also, we're going to have, Be'Hashem, in a minute, a case where, after shamu bo shemes, he walks in. So what, we're talking about Ede Sheker, that they said they saw it, and then he walks in? So, if there's a rumor, if there's circumstantials, then you can say, oh, he walked in. But it's hard to say that we're talking about Edim that actually saw. So what are we talking about? Says the Ritva, Sheshamu bo shemes bekala de ischazik bebedina. Bishnei Edim sheshamu me'acherim shehocho l'mdina sayam. Two people come to Bezin and says, you know what, we heard that so-and-so died. That's what we're talking about. But it's not a case where there were Edim. So, in a case, back to the Gemara, Bishashamu bo shemes kuli amalo pligi. In a case where there was a shmua that he died, so surely the two reasons of Shmuel don't apply, so Shmuel would agree to Rav in that case. Ki pligi bishaloshamu bo shemes. The case is we didn't hear anything. We didn't hear that he died. We just know he went to Medina Sayyam. So, what's the halacha there? So, Rav Amar Poskin to Hamishubidla. Rav says that we go down to his nechasim and we sell it and we get our mizonos because he is Meshubad to feed her. And we're not worried about any of the two chshashos of Shmuel. Ushmuel Amar ain't Poskin. Shmuel says, no, my taima. Why? Two reasons. Rav Zvid Amar, Eimat Srare Adfisa. As we said, maybe he already gave her a package. He gave her a suitcase of money for food, and therefore we're nervous. She's now going to try, she has that, she's going to try to get double. Rav Papa Amar, Chayshin Hashem Amar, Latzi Masi Adayach B'Mizonosayach. Maybe it's a case where he's not Meshubit to give her Mizonos, because it's a case where he said, she makes a very nice living. He says, you know what, you keep your earnings, and I'm not going to feed you. So therefore there's Ochiv Mizonos here. So my Benayu, what's the difference? The Rishonim say, there's no machlokas here between them. They both hold of each other's reason. But if you would isolate the reasons, what would be a halachic difference between the reasons? So, two suggestions. Ika beinayu, gedola velo safka. What if it is a gedola? The wife is a gedola, but her maisei adayim are not enough. She doesn't make such a great living. So, in that case, there's no chshash for tzi masi adayach v'mizonosayach because she would never have accepted it. She doesn't have it, she doesn't make enough. But there is a worry of tzrari atfasa. She's a gedola, she's a responsible woman, so he might have given her a package with the money. Inam, you're the opposite, ketana v'safka, or it's a ketana, meaning she's a young girl, and we don't assume that the husband gave her a whole package of money because she's a very young girl. But she's a very capable young girl who's able to make a living. So therefore, in that case, there is a worry of Tzvi Masi Adayef, but there is no worry of Tzrare Atfasas. That is the Nafkamina. Interesting, if you look in Tosfos, Tosfos says right here, Ketana Vesafka, V'yim Tomar, Ho Vesafka, one second, by a Ketana, and it's enough. So that's the case where we're worried about Tzvi Masi Adayef. But we're not worried about Tzrari Atfasa, Astosis, Ho Vesafka, since it's enough for her, she makes enough, Neimru La Bezdin, Tzimasi Dakum Zanasayach. If it's enough for her, so the issue of Rav Shmuel is, are we nervous, Tzimasi Adayach? Why doesn't Bezdin just say, okay, so now you go make a living, and don't give her any Mizonos? Right, we're not sure, right? The Machlo, we're not sure if the husband took care of it, we have these worries. But Lamaisa, she can make enough right now. So why doesn't Bezin just tell her, make enough? You go do it. You don't have to give it to the Yarshim. Simazi Adayach Lunazayach, but Lama Yarjan Lunachasov, Lama Dechayish Litzrari. Right? Why are you worried about that? Vida Lo Safka, and if it's not enough, Imkein Hechi Machel Lama Damer, Simazi Adayach. And if it's not enough, how could she be Mocheles? How are we worried about the other one? Vaha, Ein Mechilas Ketana Klum. Shas topic. Mechila of a Ketana. Could a katan or a ketana be mochel? We know a katan and a ketana generally can't do kinyanim. If a katan is owed money, could the katan be mochel that money? So that's Tosfos' assumption. No. And therefore, even if we're in the case of lo safka, it's not enough for her, so then how could we even be nervous about Tzimasi Adayach? The katan can't be mochel. So Tosfos has 2 days. Tosfos has the Yesh Lomar to answer both of these questions. Kegon de safka ledvarim gedolim lo safka ledvarim ketanim. Maybe it is enough for the major, important things that she needs, but not for the extras. So ledvarim ketanim mahani michilasa. For little things, she can be mochel. Meaning Tosfos' first day is, a ketana can be mochel. Take it back. Or inami, maybe we're talking about peutos. The mechon mechach, memkar memkar. Peutos is an older katan and a ketana who Chazal midrabanan gave them the ability to do certain types of business deals. Mechon mechach, we have onas ha peutos, the age of peutos in various areas of halacha. And we also have Mufasa Machalish, which is the year before. But Pe'udos is already someone who's older, not so old, but they have certain status. So what does the second day seem to say? Second day doesn't allow any Mechila. No, we're talking about the Dinder Rabbanon of the Mekach U'Memkar. Seems to be 2 days in Tosfos, whether it's possible for a Katan or a Katana to be Mochel. Whether we accept any Mechila on a Daraisa level. The second day of Tosfos is included in the Dinder Rabbanon of Takanas HaPe'udos. But the first day, meaning midaraisa, maybe nothing. The first day it says, no, they're mochel on dvarim ketanim. So, it could be a machlokas about mechila. How do you view mechila? How do you view, when I say, don't worry about it, is that a form of a kinyan? Is as if I got the money and I'm being machne it back to you? Or no, it's misalik myself. I'm removing myself from this issue, and your chiyuv goes unfulfilled, but you don't have to fulfill it. The stipler in the first paragraph of Sanhedrin discusses this chakira, whether mechila tzricha kinyan or not. But that's an important 2 days in Tosfos. Okay, just getting back, one thing I wanted to mention on the Ritva before. Right, the Ritva limited the case here, which is Mistaver, to a case where the husband left and he thought he was going to be away for a while. But if he thought he was just going to visit, he thought he was just going for a 2 day trip, and then he ended up staying there for a long time, so that's different. That's different, and then we say that even Shmuel would agree that she could get monies right away. So there's one, reminds me of two different sources, one halacha, one hashkafa, in terms of going for a little bit, but then deciding to stay there, or getting stuck there for a while. First, we'll do the hashkafic one, and that's the Klei Yakar. The Klei Yakar at the end of Vayigash, the last pasuk of Vayigash. The pasuk says that Vayeshev Yisrael Be'eretz Goshen, they went down to be in Eretz Goshen, Vayeshev, from the word, just to go there a little bit, Vayeachzuba. And then they lived there. Achzuba means an achiza, they had a hold there. The Klei Yakar here, and 3 or 4 other times in his commentary, Al HaTorah says, this pasuk is talking about the guilt of Am Yisrael. What happened to Mitzrayim? They went down just because of the famine. They went down just to be there a little bit, to be Gerim there. They were going to Goshen. They were keeping to themselves, just to be there for a little bit. But what happened in the end? Vayeachzuba. They had an achiza there. They enjoyed it there. They were comfortable there. Kol pasuk zeh ba'ashmas b'nei Yisrael u'medaber. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu gazar aleihem ki geri yir zaracha. Hashem says you're going to be a stranger in a strange land. V'heima bikshu lios toshavim. B'makam shenigzar aleihem gerus. They were supposed to be gerim. Golos is about being gerim. And what did they become? They became comfortable in their golos. Kamosha darshu etzel Yaakov. Ayeshev Yaakov. Bikish Yaakov leishev b'shalva. Kafzal av rozo shel Yosef. Pasuk mashimim al yeshiva zu. Se bikshu achuza be'eres lo lahem. And he's a malamed, shalo yardu lehish takeya shama, elo lagur, viacharkach, viachshav chazu midivrehem. And kolkach, nishtaku shama, achlo ratzu latzeis mi Mitzrayim, until they didn't want to come out. 4/5 of the Jews didn't want to go out. It's a scary thought, if you think about it. Makas choshech. 4/5 were comfortable in Galus. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, fine, I'll leave you there. Rachmana litzlan. That's the Klei Yakar in Vayigash. If you look in the Klei Yakar in Dvarim, Parshas Dvarim, he also is biting words on the pasuk of Pnu Lachem Tzafona. He says Jews are supposed to be tzafun. They're supposed to be hidden. They're supposed to not flaunt their wealth. And the Klei Yakar says, and look around, here in Prague in the 1500s, that's where the Klei Yakar was, says here in Prague in the 1500s, you know, we all, whoever has mana, marim matayim. We don't even have enough. And we build huge houses, says the Klei Yakar, and we show as if we're comfortable here and we love it here. He says, the Klei Yakar said, it's terrible. But that's right here, they had in mind to go down for a little bit, and they end up staying there a lot. So, like our Ritva here, the chilak of going down a little bit and staying there a lot. That's the hashkafic. It is halachic too, but that's the hashkafic message. Maven Yavin, and the halachic context is in there's a Radvaz. The Radvaz and Ilchas Malachim, also relating to living places, because that's what we're talking about here. We all know there's a halacha, there's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah in Sefer Dvarim that you're not allowed to live in Egypt. There's an Isser, there's an Aveira to live in Egypt. That's the halacha. The Jews are allowed to live anywhere in the world, wherever you want to live. There's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. But can a Jew live somewhere else? Halachically, is there an Aveira to live? So, no. Except in Mitzrayim. Except in Mitzrayim. Pasuk says, in Dvarim, says the Rambam, in Malachim, Hey Zion, Umutr Lishchon Bachal Ha'olam. Jews can live anywhere in the world they want. Chutz me'eretz Mitzrayim. Except for Mitzrayim. Min hayama gadol hama'aravi, arba meos parsa, arba meos parsa, k'neged eretz kush, u'k'neged amidbar, hakol aser lizyashebo, u'bishlosha mekomos ezira torah shalashim in Mitzrayim. 3 times, the Torah tells us, you can't be in Mitzrayim. Lo tosif in lusha b'dera chaze'ot, lo tosif oler osa, lo tosif oler osa mo'ra ad olam. V'Alexandria, b'chlal ha'isser, says the Rambam. And Alexandria is b'chlal ha'isser. Mutter, and then the Rambam adds, Mutter lachzor l'eretz Mitzrayim, l'schor l'prakmatia, you could go there for business, for a little bit. For the chbosh artos acheros, vein aser elo l'hishtakei asham. It's only aser to go and live there. Planning to live there, you don't get malchus, vein lokan alavzeh, shebeis haknisa mutterhu, you don't get malchus, because the second that you went in to visit, so then you didn't do the aver yet. And then when you decide to stay there, so then that's a lav she'im b'maisa. So the Rambam says you don't get malchus. Okay, fine. But they say, v'yirali, and then he quotes, if Melech Yisrael, if you expanded the borders of Eretz Yisrael into Mitzrayim, so then maybe that's different. Fine. That is the Rambam. The big kasha is the Rambam. The Rambam himself. The Rambam lived in Mitzrayim, as we know, for many years. So unless you say it was Pikuach Nefesh, he couldn't leave, the Sultan would have killed him. He was the Sultan's doctor. So unless you say that, for years it was Pikuach Nefesh every day, he couldn't live. So this is the big discussion of the Rambam. It's not only the Rambam, the Radvaz, who's a commentary on the Rambam, also lives in Egypt, right? So he's giving a commentary on this. He's got to talk about it. So why is it? Mutter b'yim tomar, alma samchu, right? Rav Avadya Yosef lived in Cairo. Many people, great people, lived in Mitzrayim. But where the Gemara talks about the Gemara in Sukkah, Alexandria, these humongous shuls with the flags, right? To know thousands of huge communities. Alma samchu, lishkon Mitzrayim. So various limitations of the Isser. So, the Radvaz quotes all the different suggestions. Maybe the Isser is only going back to Mitzrayim, retracing the exact steps that we took going from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. Meaning the 42 Masos, only going back that way. The Isser isn't to live there, but it's to go back there the same way. Okay, that sounds that way from one of the Pesukim at least. Number one. Number two, maybe the Isser is only, as we said, to go to live there. But if you go there for a little bit, not planning to live there, so then it is not Usser. And even though you decided afterwards, that's no Malchus. It's still Usser, but because it's a very difficult line, but he says, V'alvagav da'acharkach nishtaku, even though afterwards you decide to stay there, ein kan lav, ela isura ba'alma, u'mebnei torach ha'tiltol, u'miyot ha'revach, b'mezonos, b'shar makomos, lo chashashu l'isur zeh. They said, you know what? Okay, we'll take this Aveira. It'll be too hard there to live there. So we'll take this Aveira and stay here. V'chein mashma b'tchilas l'ashur rabbein. That's what it sounds like from the Rambam. Okay? V'yim Tomar says the Radvaz now. Tikshe l'rabbeinu. Shari nishtaka b'mitzrayim. He lived in Mitzrayim. V'yesh lomar d'anus hoya al pi malchus. Shari arofi l'melech. Okay, number one. He could. It was out of his control. V'gamani nisyashavti sham. Says the Radvaz. I also live there. Zman meruba. Lilmo Torah. Ulalamda. He was teaching and learning Torah. The kavati sham yeshiva. The chiyai gavna mutter. The shuv bati Yerushalayim. But then, Baruch Hashem, I made it to Yerushalayim, says the Radvaz. But that is the big discussion. But also, another chilek between going to visit, going for a little bit, and deciding to stay there, as the Ritva has that chilek on our Gemara. Okay, back to the Gemara. So we have a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. So now we're going to relate it to various prices and Mishnayos. Tznan, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, "Mishalach midas ayam v'shot tavas bezonos." Chana no mar tishavah besov lo tishavah batchila. Nechliku alav and ekonim gedolim v'amru tishavah batchilu basof. Our Mishnah has a machlokas. So, what does our Mishnah sound like? Ad kan lo pligi ela linyan shvua. It sounds like in our Mishnah that when a woman wants bezonos, we give it to her, and the only machlokas is whether she has to swear that she hasn't gotten anything yet for mizonos. That's what it sounds like. Aval mizoni yavinola. It sounds like, for sure you give mizonos. Kashan Shmuel. Shmuel says you don't give a married woman mizonos. Answer, tirgama Shmuel, bishashamu boshemes. Our Mishnah must be talking about a case where there were two Edim that heard that he must have died. Right, that's what it means. Good. Tashma, Mishalcha min esayam vishu devas bezonos, b'nekonim gedolim omrim tishava, chanan omar lo tishava. Same machlokas. V'imbava amar pasakti lo mezonos ne'eman. But what if he shows up afterwards and says, I gave her mezonos? Then he is ne'eman. He is ne'eman to what? Rashi says he is ne'eman and she has to return the money that Bezin already gave her. Tosfos says, no, she doesn't have to return the money. Tosfos says, it just means that she has to take a shvu if she wants to keep taking. Right, it doesn't mean that she has to and keep what she has, but it doesn't mean that she has to return it. Right, that's not the what it means ne'eman here. But either way, question mark. So you see again that she gets mizonos. So answer again, hakanami b'shama b'shemes. No, the case is where we heard that he died. V'yahin ba'al ba'amar kamar. What do you mean? It says he walked in. What do you mean we heard that he died? He walked in. In ba'alach hashmua. You're right. We were wrong. We heard that he died, but he didn't. That's why the Ritva said it can't be talking about two witnesses that saw him die. We don't think that we're talking about Edei Sheker. Tashma, try again. Mishalach l'medina sayam. V'ishto tovas bezonos. He goes to Medina sayam and his wife wants bezonos. V'im ba v'amar. Si masi yadak mizonos sayach rashoi. If he comes and says, keep your masi yadayim, I'm not going to pay you mizonos. Rashoi, he is allowed to do that. He is about to do that. Right? This means if he made such a tnai. If he made such a tnai, kadmu bezdin upasku. But what if bezdin before we knew about this? Bezdin will posek that she gets masha pasku pasku again. Bezdin sounds like they go to his properties and give him his onos. Hachanami b'shashama b'shemes. So Shmuel's using the same answer in all these cases where we heard that he died. So that's when we give him his onos. Tashma, try again. Mishalach l'medina sayam ve'ishto tovas mizonos. He goes to medina sayam and the wife wants mizonos. Right, we had this a couple of prakim ago. Bezdin yardin l'nechasav. Bezdin goes to his property v'zanin u'mefarnes in l'ishto. Bezdin goes and gets mizonos and parnasa for the wife. Avalo banavu b'nosav and not to his children. We discuss then. What age children are we talking about? Less than six, more than six. What's a chiyuv? Where do we just embarrass the guy? Ramosha Feisi Shuva, Bismanazet, the age is up, is raised because children live with their parents for a longer time. But either way, the Ikar Adin, Bezdin goes down to his property and gets money for the wife, but not for the kids. Velo davar acher, and not for davar acher either. We'll see again what that means. But again, you see, Mizonos, Amar Avashi. Amar of Sheshes b'mashre as ishto ayidei shlish. No, this case is where the husband arranged with a third party to support the wife, and therefore, of course, you see the husband is taking care of her. So if you see the husband taking care of her, that's why mistama. If something runs out or something like that, so then you have to sell property. So yahachi banav b'nosav nami. So what about the kids? Why don't you take for the kids too? Because Yisrael Lazu below Yisrael Lazu. No, he was only mashre for the wife and not for the kids. My paska, why should he make such an arbitrary distinction like that? So Elam Rapapa, Rapapa says, okay, forget the mashre. Kishashamu ba shemei spade echad. We heard that he died, but now with only one and not with two edim. So therefore there's a distinction. He, regarding the wife herself, the ibayas in suve be'ed echad. If she wanted to get married, we'd let her get married. Because of the kulas of Edis Isha, Mati Minsava, Mizoni, Nami Avinama. So if we're going to allow her to get married based on this one aid, so we're going to allow her to collect Mizonos. Right? It's more Mako, and therefore we would allow that. Banavu Banosav, but regarding the children, Di Ibola Mechas Lanachasa Vedecha Lo Mati Nachti. We already spoke about in Yavamis that if the children want to get Yerusha based on Edecha, we don't do that. The wife could get remarried, she gets the Ksuba, but they don't go to the Yerusha with Edechad. Right, you need two edim for that. So because they're not going to be able to get Yerusha, Mizonos nami lo yavinan luhu, so you don't give them Mizonos either. That's what we discussed in the Yavamis. If you remember, the Rambam quoted this also, Halacha Lemaisa in Hilchos Nachalos. The Rambam says, in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Nachalos, Ein hayorshin nochalin at sheyaviu raya brura shemeis morishan. A yoresh, you never get inheritance unless there's a raya brura that the morish died. Avalim shamu bo shemes, o shabo goyim, meisichan lefituman. If you heard, you hear from through the grapevine that the person died, af alpi shemesin es ishto, alpian. Even though the wife get remarried, v'nov telus ksubasa, ena yarshin ochlin alpian. Yerusha doesn't go by one witness, right? You need more than that, says the Rambam. Good. My davar acher, second to last line, what does davar acher mean here? So, meaning we also don't go down to his properties for davar acher. Rav Chisda amar tachshit, Rav Yosef amar tztaka. Rav Chisda says buying his wife jewelry, and Rav Yosef says for giving tztaka that he's supposed to give to the aniyim. So, ma davar tachshit, according to the one who says that we don't spend the husband's money to buy the wife jewelry, kol shekein tztaka, surely tztaka. We're not going to give his own wife, surely tztaka we're not going to give. Ma davar tztaka, but according to the one who says tztaka, avol tachshit yavinu la. Maybe jewelry we would buy for her, the tinvel, because we would assume that he wants his wife to be beautiful and have the jewelry. So therefore, maybe even if you say no tztaka, but yes tachshit. The Chashuk Yechemet here discusses, talk about tztaka, you could talk about this in 10 different places in Shas, but we had earlier the tztaka gemaras also, but this is here, so I'll read it now. Sheila, Maaseh Shahaya Bartzot HaBrit. Story happened in America. Sham Niftar Yehudi V'Hishrach Rav Yeladim Shadayin Lo Nisu. Somebody died and he left behind children that were not married. Hakihila nisgaisa va'asva schum nechbad letzorach nisue bito shamdel lekshar kishri erisin. There was a girl who was right going out, and the kihila right got together and collected money so she would be able to get married. And betokach, after they collected the money, her brother won the lottery, and now there's plenty of money in the family. And the gabbait staka don't want to give her the kesef because your brother has plenty now. So we don't have to give you. We'll use this for other needs, for other tztaka needs. But taina, right? So therefore, we don't want to give it. So do they have to give it? It was collected for her. So do they have to give it? So tshuva, he says, vadai, yesh mitzvah. This for sure, a mitzvah on the brother, right? We had earlier in this mesechta twice. Umi psarchalo tisalein. You have a part of the chiyuv to make sure relatives are taken care of. But on the other hand, this was collected for her. We know that Mishnayos describe in Shkalim. If you collect money for Pinyan Shvuyim, then it goes to Pinyan Shvuyim. If you collect money for a specific Shavui, it goes to that Shavui. And if that Shavui does, it goes to the Yarshim. So it's you collected it specifically for her. So he goes back and forth, and he says at the end, Mistama, this was only given al das, that the family didn't have any money. And if the family has money now, so Mistama, it's not given to her, but I'm still not sure. I'm not sure, because it was mamish collected for her. So he just ends off at Tzarachin without answering that, I'm not sure in this case what would be done. Got to ask a Shiloh. They did ask a Shiloh. And, sounds like he still doesn't want to, go out on a limb in one direction. Weiter. Tashma! We're still trying to prove Rav and Shmuel. Again, what's the machlokas? Rav says that a married woman whose husband went to Medias Hayam gets mazonos, and Shmuel says no, and our mission is about Shama Bashames. Tashma, Hayavama, Gimachadashim Arishonim. Hayavama. A woman who lost her husband, and now she has a yavam who she's gonna do yibam with, hopefully in a couple of months. So the first 3 months, she's still connected to her husband, and she gets mizonos from the estate. Why? Because in the first 3 months, she's not allowed to do yibam yet. Right? The issues of hafchana. So she's stuck. So she's not allowed to do yibam because maybe she's pregnant from her first husband. So that's enough to connect her to her first husband, so she gets mizonos from his property. Mikan ve'elach, but after 3 months, Einon izonis lo mishal bailov lo mishal yavam. She doesn't get from the bailov because she's not connected anymore, and the yavam didn't do yibam yet, so she doesn't get from the yavam yet. Amad bedin ubarach. But if there was amad zadin that he's supposed to do yibam with her and he's supposed to support her, and he runs away for whatever reason ubarach, then mizonis mishal yavam. Then the yavam is responsible, and the bezek could go down to his estate. Question marks. Do you see there mizonos? You see a married woman who used to be married is getting mizonos here. So again, the Gemara says, "Amar lecha Shmuel l'maynechesh la lahai." In this case, my two reasons don't apply. Shmuel says, "Imishem tsrarei lo mekar v'daita lagaba." Are we worried? Oh, that he gave her before? They were never married. There's a yavam and yavama. We don't think that tsrarei atvasa. Imishem ma'asi yadeha. And if we're worried that he said, "Oh, keep your ma'asi yadayim," but he never had a chiyum mizonos yet. Lo mishtabden alei. Right? The Maisi Dem never went to her, and that the Mizonos would transfer. So therefore, Shmuel says in this case, there's no problem, because my two reasons wouldn't apply. What is the reason that right when this Amidas Adin and he runs away, that Mizonos goes to her? So there's a discussion here in the Rishonim. Rashi, Tosas quotes Rashi. Interesting, not Pirish Bakunchis, Pirish Rashi. Rashi says, he quotes that it's a Knas. It's a Knas that we force him to support her. And then Tosfos goes into the discussion of, if this is true, that we force her, or it's something more maybe than a fine, so why did the Gemara bring up this topic back on Daf Beis? Remember Sekhos Ksubis, remember we had after 12 months, if 12 months took place, after Erisin, and they didn't get married, so then she starts eating. Ochas b'shalov, ochas b'truma. So Tosfos discusses why this wasn't brought up then, and Tosfos here, and the Ritva and Yevamos Daf Mem Aleph discuss the relationship between Erisin and Zekuka Liyavam. Which is a stronger connection, which is not. One is a choice that I made, Erisin, and one is from the Torah. So does that make it stronger or weaker? If you have a raya that by Zekuka Liyavam, there's a Chiyah Mezonos, is that a good enough raya for Erisin? Or do we say, no, one is stronger than the other ones? That's the discussion here. Look at the last few lines of Tosfos. Tosfos says, V'ikol Meimar, D'Yavam Ashayni, D'Lava Gida Be'Kule Hai, Kamar Rusaso. Tosfos says, no, Yibum, the Zekuka Liyavim is not as strong as Erisin. Veino Menes Kol Kach Lakonsa. Right, Chalitza is just as much on the horizon as Yibum, maybe. And the Ritva and Yevamos Mem Aleph says, no, there's a similarity between them. That's a sugya we discussed at length back in Yevamos. Okay, let's continue. Tashma says the Tosefta, Ha'isha Shahalcha Hi Ubailam Dinas Hayam. A woman who now she and her husband went to Medina Sayam, Ubasva Amra, Meis Baili. She comes back and says, my husband died. So she can do whatever she wants. She can get remarried even. And she can get mizonos or she can collect her ksuba. Gershani, if she comes and says, my husband divorced me, Gershani Bali, Misparnesses Volechas, Akade Ksubasa. So there's no special ne'emanus given to a woman who says, my husband divorced me. Only but my husband died. So there, Bamimanashach, either she could collect mizonos because she's still married, or she was divorced and she could collect till the amount of the ksuba. So Begershani, we give her that amount. But the raya is from the first half, right? If she says, my husband died, she gets mizonos. So hachanami, kesheshema moshe meis. It must be, no, that we heard that he died. So why in the seifa do we only allow her to collect up till the ksuba amount? Well, because what's the case here? We heard that he died, but then she says he divorced me. So it's her fault. It's her fault that she said that. Because if it's really divorce, then she can only collect the amount of the ksuba. So that's why in that case, even though Shema Bashamais, we would limit her collection rights. Tashma, try again. Ketzad, Amru, Mimma, Enes, Ein La Mizonos. What's the case? Ketzad, right? We had this earlier in a Mishnah. Mimma, Enes, if a young girl does Miyun, she no longer gets Mizonos. So what's the case? It can't be that they're still living together. Does Memenes mean a girl who can do miyun, but they're still married? It can mean that because then obviously the husband is chayv in mizonos then. Ella kigon, it must be our case. The husband left. Lovsa ve'achla. She borrowed money to collect for her mizonos and she's still married. And then she turns around and amdu miyana. And then she does miyana and she wants to get money. She wants to get paid back for those months. So we say no, she cannot. So time to miyana. The only reason she does not get paid back is because she did miyun. Hello miyana. If she hadn't done miyun, yahavinanlan, then we would give her. Again, a riot to Rav Kasha and Shmuel. So Amar Lecha Shmuel, Hacha L'may Nechushla. Again, what are you worried about here? The two reasons don't apply. Imishim Tzrarei, Tzrarei L'Ktana, Lo Matfis. He wouldn't give her the property already when she's a Ktana. Imishim Maisi Adeha, Ktana Lo Safka. By a Ktana, it is not enough. The Maisi Adayim don't last. Even though earlier, right, we said that could be even now if it's Safka, right? So it's saying, I guess, Mistam, in most cases, it's not going to last for a Ktana, correct. The Rush here has two Deyas, but one second. Let's say before Miyun, there was no Miyun done. So what did the Gemara say? That she could get paid back then. Could we say, what about, in general, if a Katan or a Ktana borrow money? They incur loans. Do we say that right when they're a gadol, they have to pay back all of their loans? What if a katan acts irresponsibly and borrows millions of dollars? When they become this gadol, they have to pay back all the money? The rush is 2 days here. Sounds like from our Gemara, yes. Or what about she lends out and she's owed? Right, that's literally our Gemara. So that's the rush here is 2 days about that, what you would say. Okay, let's just finish up this little section. My Havi Allah, so what do we paskin lamaisa in this case of Rav and Shmuel? Kiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Rav Dimi and Ravin are about to have opposite shitos, same shitos, but different people. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Amar, Maisa ba lefnei Rebbe Beisha Ariyem upasak lamazonos. Lefnei Rebbe Yishmael betzipori velo pasak lamazonos. Tai ba Rebbe Yochanan, and Rebbe Yochanan was upset. Vechi ma'ra Rebbe Yishmael shalo pasak lamazonos. Why did Rebbe Yishmael say that? That there's no mazonos. Halo nechleku b'nei kohanim gedolim v'chanan el inyin shvua. The machlokas and the Mishnah is only about a shvua. But everybody agrees you give mizonos. That was a raya we tried to bring for Rav before. Amalei Rav Shimon bar Abba kfar tirgam Rabbeinu Shmuel b'Bavel. But didn't Shmuel say, kishashemu bo shemes? Didn't Shmuel say, though, the Mishnah's not against me? It's against Hashemu bo shemes. Amalei, patrito bakule hai. You think this is a great answer? That's a very dachuk answer, said Rabbi Yochanan. So I think the Mishnah really is a raya that she gets mizonos. That's one version. Kiyasa Ravin. Ravin had the same stories, but just the people on the opposite sides. Amar, Maisa Balafnei Rebbe Beis Sha'arim. Rebbe, we had a couple days ago, right? Rebbe lived in Beis Sha'arim. He died in Sipori because he went to get good air, because he was sick. Velo Pasuk Lamazonos. Lefnei Rebbe Yishmael Bezibari, Pasuk Lamazonos. Amar Rebbe Yochanan. Rebbe Yochanan is upset at the other Shita now. Mara Rebbe Shlo Pasuk La, Dehalo Nechlaku, Tanchanan Abnei Konam Gedolim. Elinyin Shvua, Avalin Mizonos Yavinan La. Don't we give, is it Mizonos Pashit? Amalei Rav Shimon bar Abba, Kfar Tirgam Shmuel, B'Bavel, Kishamo Shemes. Didn't Shmuel say? It's a case where we heard that he died. Amalei Patrida Bakule Hai. Right, do you really, is that a great answer? It's so dachuk to say that's what the Mishnah's talking about. V'hil chazakavase derav, uposkin Mizonos la'eshes ish. And that is what we paskin. We paskin that we are posing mizonos for an ashes ish. And the guard just adds on two more halachas. We'll do one of them today. Vilchzakavasi derav, huna marav, damar puna marav, yecholi isha shishtama labaila, eini nizonis veini osa. We also paskin that way, that it's the husband's choice to tell the wife, if there's enough maisi adayim for her, you keep your maisi adayim, and I'm not going to feed you. Period. We'll stop there, because we're going to talk about the last halacha of Hashem for a couple minutes on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here as we keep the march of this last parak of Maseches Ksuvos.